Tom Joyner. Good. It's the whole crew. Who do we have? You have Sybil?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Hey. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
Aren't you proud
of
us?
Love you guys.
Aren't you proud of us and the work we did?
Oh, man. You know?
Our
what,
people.
What do you say? Oh, man.
Our people were fired up. I was worried. I was worried at first. I'll tell you the truth, Mrs. Zavala. I was worried about our people.
It's becoming a habit, you know, justice and right. You know, people like having the right to vote.
Uh-huh.
You know, folks in our community, we like being a part of this process.
And I don't think we got that, really. Our people didn't get that until maybe like September.
Right.
Because our 1-888, my vote one number, we were going along getting about 2,000 calls a month.
Yeah.
And then in September, it spiked to like 15, 20,000 calls. And then come October and November, it was even more than that.
It just
And we were registering
exploded.
People and telling people where they could vote and early vote. And then it was just the more people were telling us
not to vote or how to prevent us from voting.
Yeah, the more we got fired up and we did the darn thing. I'm so proud of us. I don't know what to do.
Don't mess with our right to vote.
That's
don't
right.
Do it.
That's right.
But one of the many reasons I'm calling is to thank you all personally because, you know, the hotline, just the tenacity, the everyday focus on issues, calling stuff out, you know, making it funny, but still, you know, being on point. I mean, that makes a huge difference of just keeping people focused. And, you know, your voices are so important. I just can't, you know, I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't listen to the Tom Joyner Morning Show, who isn't cracking up from everything from, you know, Kanye to, you know, whatever. But we tune in to hear the relevance of what's going on in the world on so many different levels. And, you know, you just have to keep being there because the battles are not over. I mean, that's just really the important thing to continue to stress, that we cannot do what we did in 2008, which is vote and then go back to sleep, you know, because the real work is coming up. I mean, we've got a fiscal cliff crisis going on. We've got to, deal with our education system. We have to deal with the environment. We need comprehensive immigration reform. All of that has to happen. And we're dealing with 4 years is not a lot of time, you know. And the truth is that we've got two strong years where we've got to get a lot done, which means that people have to stay focused on what's going on because, you know, it's easy to get confused and all the back and forth that goes on. And there's a whole lot of not truth-telling that happens, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have a solid victory under our belt, but we are nowhere near finished.
Huh.
You know what? You got in trouble a while ago during the first election when you said you were really proud to be an American, but it really was this second election, this re-election cycle was really one of those, I think, where people really felt that they were
patriotic,
very patriotic, Mrs. Obama.
Yeah. Well, everybody stepped up. I mean, the 4% increase in voting in the African-American community shocked a lot of people. And I think that that's another message that we have to understand. We have so much power in the vote. We have so much power. I mean, this was an election where people poured millions of dollars into the other side, right? Millions, unprecedented amounts of money were being spent on advertising, negative advertising. Voter suppression was in full force in so many states all over this country. Yet what wins out is people just going to the polls and voting.
Yep.
You know, in the end, that is how this democracy works, and that's really just the message. There are more of us who know what the country should look like, who understand what fairness means and opportunity, you know, who are willing to fight for it for more people, open that door of opportunity even wider. There are more of us than we know. And if we vote and when we vote, the right thing happens. So I just want people to continue to feel empowered in that way, and I want them to feel empowered in their local communities, you know, when it comes time to vote for their mayors and their governors and who's in the state legislature.
2014 is going to be very important.
It's a very, very important time, you know, so it is just as important as 2012.
Mm-hmm. And then so 2016, we might have to vote for Michelle Obama.
Well, we have another Obama as
well,
president.
You know, that's just not going to happen. Love you.
Just sit on it. Just sit on it.
Just let it marinate.
I know we got it. Don't rush it.
I'm sitting here. Unlike many, I know what the job entails.
Okay.
You know? And I've always said I am the sane Obama. But I am so proud of you all and just happy to call you all our friends, because you have truly been friends through the good times and the hard times and the bad times. And, you know, I can't put into words what your support and your love and your prayers and your efforts have meant, not just in this election, but on every initiative that I have had. You all have given me an avenue to share. And, you know, I can't thank you enough.
Well, we're happy and proud to call you our first lady.
That's right. Well, that's right.
We really are.
And we represent the people.
For four more years.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's a good partnership here. We're very proud and pleased to be a part of it. Are you ready for the holiday?
We're ready. We are entertaining like crazy. We got folks coming in and out of the house. And, you know, we got a lot of people coming over. But it's a good time, you know, good spirit. Everybody's, you know, feeling real positive. And, you know, but I hope that our president gets a break, because he certainly needs one. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to get away and spend some family time so that we can come back rejuvenated, renewed, ready for an inauguration, and then four more years of a lot of good work getting done.
Well, give the big chief a fist pound for me.
Absolutely. And we will be talking. We got a lot to do.
Well, we're
now
here for
you. We got
you.
4 years. We got events. I know we're going to be doing stuff with you, Tom.
Good.
Sybil. All right.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
So you just don't get sick of me.
No,
okay?
Never. Never. Never.
All right.
We
well,
love
happy
you all.
Holidays to you guys.
Happy holidays to you and
happy
the family.
Holidays to all your listeners. Everybody be safe out there.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.